end in sight. This woman in Lancaster, California.
When it gets over 100, it's usually in August in the past, but it's been starting earlier. Yeah, it's just miserable.
And testimony started today in Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial following opening statements in New Mexico. Special Prosecutor Erlinda Johnson claims Baldwin was negligent.
The evidence you will see will paint a real-life picture of a real-life workplace where this defendant mishandled this gun.
Baldwin maintains he never pulled the trigger. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is waiving his preliminary hearing. Randall Hepp's lawyer is also withdrawing a motion to have a felony charge of misconduct dismissed. Eight other former prison employees also face charges for allegedly mistreating inmates. People are speaking out about long-running problems at Wisconsin State Prisons. Cindy Sherwin is a former prison guard who was let go after 27 years. She says it was retaliation for whistleblowing.
As soon as Act 10 went into place, the supervisors and administration, from my experience, became their own higher powers.
Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee yesterday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Lincoln High School has a new principal. Dr. Rod Watson comes from a background of public school experience, professional development, and military training. He comes to LHS after 3 years as principal of Pittsville High School. Dr. Watson has a master's degree in teaching and leadership and a doctorate in curriculum and instruction. He's currently serving with the National Guard as an intelligence officer in Madison. Former LHS principal Ronald Rasmussen accepted the position of superintendent of the WRPS school district after former superintendent Craig Warren accepted the same position in St. Croix Falls. Newsies Jr. opens at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater this Thursday. They have shows at 7 on Thursday and Friday. Saturday's show is at 2. The Pittsville Area Community Theater's production of The Tin Woman opens on Friday and runs for 2 weekends at the Margaret Warshall-Gronsky Fine Arts Center. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers get clobbered at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was one of the worst losses of the year. The Pirates beat the Brewers 12-2. Pittsburgh with 5 home runs in the game, including a grand slam by the Pirates catcher, Joey Bart, in front of over 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Manager Pat Murphy, after the debacle.
We haven't had one of those games in a while, especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged to everybody about being in 85 and 90 games. But credit to the Pirates, they did a great job. Took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games with 5 or 6 hits.
The two teams playing again tonight. Closer Devin Williams, making progress, throwing to live batters during warm-ups. He's coming back from stress fractures in his back. NBA, the Bucks have added former Detroit Pistons guard Stanley Umude, 6'6", appeared in 28 games for Detroit. Racing, Brad Mueller, named the winner at the Slinger Nationals early this morning after Andrew Morrissey disqualified because his car did not meet standard measurements. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening storm otherwise clearing tonight and lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. High mid-80s, low storm chance. Sunshine and a high in the mid-80s on Friday. Slight storm chances for the weekend. Highs upper 80s to low 90s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Before President Biden sat down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, he made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. But I learned from my father, when you get knocked down, just get back up.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on us, the Civic Media Radio Network. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk all things sports with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter J.R. Radcliffe. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot as we head into a steamy week. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Tom Oval Show.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Yes, it is. Tim and Johnny, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Yeah, that's what we do. Got a little bit of a tongue twister there for some reason, Johnny Lupinacci. Good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Good. Good to see you, too. You know, we're in a heat wave out here in the Northwest. I believe a lot of our listeners are in a little bit of a wet weather.
Yeah.
I don't think there's rain headed up that way from leftover from the hurricane. But like yesterday, most of the country's warm. It's summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot happening. Politics have heated up. They were already kind of warm and hot, but they've heated up most certainly.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. But before we get too far into things, Tim, we got to throw a shout out to our friends at Minocqua Brewing Company. Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who are big time advocates of public education and are always working hard to build community and to make great beer. They advertise this, so I'll share it. And I love that they brag about this. The most sued brewery in America. Why? Because they're defending not only public education, but democracy. They're standing up to the big dogs out there. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com, where you can see what they have to offer, and you can buy their progressive beer.
Nice. And swag, t-shirts, coffee mugs, you name it. It's all there. Minocqua Brewing Company. Johnny, it's Educators Amplified Wednesday night. Teacher Hallie, Teacher Joanna in the house. Both of them in the house. We got them back. Summer, they're traveling back and forth. Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie, checking in with you guys. You guys have both kind of been to different places. Anything exciting where you've been when you haven't been with the show? I mean, give us a little, you know, field trip report.
Well, I was going to say, hey, Johnny, I was on the West Coast. I just got back from San Diego. Ooh. So that was fun. Yeah. And right when we were leaving, we were hearing about the heat wave. And I was like, this is glorious. So I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I'm sure it's different. But it was amazing. San Diego. Recommend it.
Nice.
Great place, man. Best Teacher, weather in the country all year round.
Yes, it was amazing.
75 really was. And sunny. Teacher Joanna, how you been?
I've been good. You know, I had told you that I was in Puerto Rico a few weeks right. ago, and I brought my dad back with me. Okay. So that's kind of what I've been up to lately. I've been hanging with dad.
Yeah, well, and that's it. Taking care of, you know, our elders is something we do. I know I'm spending a lot of time, you know, doing that, caretaking, mother-in-law. It's just something we got to do. And we, you know, some days you're like, but other days you're like, you know, goodness, we can provide for that. Sherry and Horicon, good evening, friends. Good evening to you too, Sherry. Always love when you get to say hi. Yeah, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, educated educators talking education. And on every Wednesday night, it's Educators Amplified in the house. Teacher Hallie, Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie, Teacher Joanna, too. Just a reminder, Educators Amplified, when we talk about that, is your kind of tagline, but that was your podcast that the two of you put together, correct? Give me a little refresher on Educators Amplified.
Yeah. You know, Educators Amplified simply, but after this, Joanna will talk more big picture. But simply, I'd say, you know, we came together to amplify what's really going on in education from those on the front lines, educators, because so much of what we hear about in the media, you know, or from anything about education is not from the actual educators, the people working with students, your children. And so we just saw we could just tell it's so important to actually hear about what's going on. And now it's really morphed into, or in our heart of hearts, it's also just to be a space of connection, a space of empowerment, a space where educators can come speak freely or just feel like they're understood and heard.
Nice. Teacher Joanna.
Captured it well. Right. We're a space, we're a movement, and we've kind of always adapt to whatever's happening. We started out with live radio and events, morphed into a podcast. Now we primarily are speaking with you guys and working with small groups of teachers.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, you say the Educators Amplified, so that explains then your title there. Amplifying educators, as we said, way, way, way too often when it comes to talk about education, what's happening in schools, what's happening with districts. Yeah, it's typically not the educators we want to talk to. Teacher Joanna, you got that?
Well, I was just going to say, right. It is someone speaking for us or using our words through their own filter. Like, we would say one thing, we would often talk to our leaders and they'd be like, so what you're saying is, and I'd be like, no, that is not what I just said. So we need that direct line to hearing from teachers themselves.
I was going to say, but Joanna, I didn't really want you to say what you meant to say. I wanted you to say what I wanted you to say.
Well, that is part of it.
is that school leadership 101 right there?
Well, I just really think that things have really changed.
Yeah.
And yeah. Most of our leaders, their training is pre-COVID. And here in Wisconsin, pre-Act 10. And those are really two defining experiences for current educators. So where a lot of leaders will say, you know, like, oh, yeah, I was a teacher, too. Sure. Respect that. But there's really not a lot of leaders that we've encountered that have this current context and experience. And they're certainly, hey, y'all are in the teacher training world. I don't know that all of your ed leadership has, you know, arrived to the present circumstances.
The disconnect between what Johnny and I do teaching future educators, which is also sometimes future teacher leaders. I mean, I've worked with a principal licensing program, a superintendent licensing program, and yeah, the connection back to realizing. And so I think what you're saying is the more we could actually have more teachers informing the voices of leadership. In fact, even to the point of saying, you know what, why don't you let us talk sometimes and let us get out the message about what's actually happening in our classroom? Because what's happening in my classroom, I bet people would be really interested to hear from me.
Well, I've always been stunned, and literally stunned, that they're not more curious. Like, I would want to know, like, I want to know, like, right, even now, I'm in high school, so I asked my elementary friends, like, what are you experiencing? What's it like? What are you seeing? What are the new things you're worried about? What are the things that are going well? I've really been stunned by the lack of curiosity, but I think that has to do with, oh, man, what's it called, like, the logic of confidence? That leaders feel they have to project, they have to put everything through the logic of confidence of that, like, oh, I mean, and Oh my gosh, that's been my frustration of listening to school board meetings since Act 10. If you listen to a school board meeting, most of them, everything's fine. Everything's great. They've got the perfect solution. They're making the best decision. And yeah, so whereas if we had teachers, and again, not that we're pessimists and negative, but we bring a critical, like the beautiful kind of critical lens that you were talking, like a loving challenge to things that are brought forward and saying how they may or may not apply for our profession, and certainly to what that's going to be like in practice and not just theory.
I just heard something I think I want on a t-shirt. It's either beautifully critical or critically beautiful. Either way, I just that's just sounded so nice, Johnny. You know what I'm saying? Man, I know. Yeah, it's like critically beautiful, beautifully critical. Teacher Hallie, Teacher Joanna. So that's Educators Amplified. So glad to have you guys with us every Wednesday, and truly, truly excited to have both of you back in the house today, because, man, we got a lot to talk about. There's been some great shows. I know you guys have been paying attention and listening, but I mean, last night talking about social justice teaching with Jesse Hagopian and the Rethinking Schools, and I know you guys have some comments there. Also, though, too, recognizing that what's happening, I mean, Teacher Joanna, you are with the Milwaukee Public School System, you know, a little heads up what's going on in Milwaukee, what's been happening. We know the last part was that there's a budget, and when we say a budget issue, it was a complication. We want to revisit that a little bit to talk about, you know, more of those things. And then, yeah, as we move into, though, critically beautiful, beautifully critical, is that some form of citizen preparation to possibly get children to be critically beautiful and sense? Yeah, you know what I'm saying about it. John Upanachi, jump in there and help me out, man.
Okay, well, you just asked Joanna for an update on the Milwaukee.
I know. I was just saying we're going to get to it.
Okay, I'll hop in. But man, then I want to hear too, because we did talk a little bit about Milwaukee Public Schools and the budget debacle and things. And I think it's probably, you know, also connected across our country to what Teacher Joanna and Teacher Hallie are saying. Like, how often are we listening to the people closest to the decisions that need to be made? And that's teachers and students, right? That's the folks in those classrooms doing that work. You know, Tim, I love this beautifully critical, critically beautiful, because I want there to be an effort. And as part of a social justice educator, it's really reclaiming critical, because critical became sort of this like curmudgeon kind of like super smart. Well, I read about this and I know the problems and I point my fingers and I can critique stuff. Which that's actually just like a tiny piece of bad habits associated with critical. Critical means to create and negate, to both be able to say there's something better we can all do. There's a better way to think through this together. It's not right in front of us. How do we figure this out?
Well, busted pencils. Yeah. Fully leaded education talk. We've been asking a little bit of a freeze right there. Critically beautiful, beautifully critical. We definitely have it. But Teacher Joanna, in fact, we're going to go deep into that throughout the show today. But yeah, you know, 1 minute left. So the budget debacle in Milwaukee continues.
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard many updates myself, to be honest. There was the article that maybe I think Civic Media referenced maybe about a week ago. But truly, like, as an employee, I haven't heard any updates. I know that my just thoughts in general, because I don't think I've spoken about it at all, were just, you know, I'm aware of the extreme talent shortages in all areas of public schools, from the central office down to, you know, our lunchrooms and school buses. So
that's busted pencils. Teacher Joanna, actually, we're going to let you come back on that when we get back. Teacher Joanna, looking at the Milwaukee budget debacle. Educators Amplified, busted pencils. More when we get back.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad. You don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
I had to wait and let that come in. Busted Pencils, fully let it education talk. Educated educators talking education. And Wednesday night, Educators Amplified. In the house, Teacher Hallie, Teacher Joanna, critically beautiful, beautifully critical. We're going to go more with that, too, as we get into the show. Teacher Joanna, yeah, I didn't realize when we talk about the budget debacle, and just to remind people, in Milwaukee, it was the state gave Milwaukee more money than this Milwaukee was supposed to get, and now Milwaukee is trying to figure out how to give back what was overly given to them. Is that kind of the what you remember of how to frame this?
Well, and what I'm reading is just that it's due to like understaffing in the finance department, and people would, you know, so understaffing, and then with that understaffing, really inexperienced people. Mm. And to me, that's parallel to what we see happening in the teaching profession as well. Yeah. We have, you know, staffing issues. And then so we have a, you know, and then we have a lot of inexperienced people. So that's what I meant by that, of like, we're a public school entity. Yeah, I don't know how many people who go to college for finance are coming in to work at a public school where again, like your finances are really pretty fixed. I don't know. Like, I'm totally winging it talking. Those are the pieces that I read about that came out saying that this was a result of a department that was not properly staffed and didn't have a lot of experience.
It sounds like what you're saying too, and Johnny has said this before, is, I mean, this is what happens when you defund public education. All of this, you end up with, you know, again, inexperience, potentially maybe even not the correct software to manage it. Because we point out, Milwaukee public school system is a huge organization. We're not talking about a high school, an elementary school, and a middle school here. We're talking tons and tons of square miles and real estate, numbers of students. So the idea of keeping the finances straight, you got to know what you're doing. You got to really, really know, and you got to have people who have had experience knowing how to do this, because it gets really funky. And yeah, Teacher Joanna, that's where I've really kind of come down and hearing this is going like, well, you know what? It is really complicated, and there may have been a miscalculation, but you know, the people that you gave us the ability to hire and the amount of support you've been able to give us, potentially it could have been even worse. You know, and the way you make that connection too, to, geez, aren't we doing that all across the public school sector, from teachers to bus drivers to everybody? It's just like we're underfunding, defunding to the point, and then we get angry and or ask questions about going, I wonder why things aren't working so great.
Yeah, but there really hasn't been a lot of updates. And so I'm watching the news like the rest of you.
Well, Teacher Hallie, though, on this one, though, Busted Pencils, just wanted to welcome you back into the show. We come into Milwaukee, that budget is there, but
Before President Biden sat down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, he made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. But I learned from my father, when you get knocked down, just get back up.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on us, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Rafters baseball is on the air once again at historic Winter Field. It's a Wednesday night in Wisconsin Rapids and the finale of a home-and-home series with the Green Bay Rockers. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio joining you up here in the broadcast booth, whether you're tuning in here tonight on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. Either way, it's WFHR, and it's locally grown radio. Rafters, for the first time all season, picked up a win last night in Ashwaubenon at Capital Credit Union Park. The final score, 10-4 over Green Bay. 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids, leaving 8 on the bases, 4 runs on 10 hits, 3 errors, 9 left on for Green Bay. Houston High got the start last night for Wisconsin Rapids, making his debut with the club and his first outing here in the Northwoods League. 3 innings pitched, no runs for High, 2 hits, walked 2 and punched out 2 on 62 pitches. From there, it was another Northwoods League and Wisconsin Rapids debut for the Southpaw out of Council Bluffs, Iowa, committed to Wichita State University. That would be J.C. Dermody. The left-hander also went 3 innings, allowed 8 hits, 4 runs, all of which were earned. He did not walk a rocker hitter and struck out 3 on 64 pitches. Following Dermody, it was a fun return to Wisconsin Rapids for a relief pitcher that started the season with the club. Cannon Restine, 2 shutout innings, no hits allowed, throwing the 7th and 8th on 33 pitches. Walked 1 and struck out 3 Green Bay batters last night. It was Evan Parmer, the new stopper for Wisconsin Rapids, though not in a safe situation, picking up a 1-2-3 bottom half of the 9th on 8 pitches, striking out Jake Bolt swinging to end the ball game. Wisconsin Rapids got off to a hot start offensively, putting up 3 runs in the top of the first. Aiden Thielen, RBI infield single, then he advanced to second on a throwing error from last night's starting pitcher for Green Bay, Michael Howell. Runners on second and third, 2 out, 1 hitter later, Jorge Degatti, a 2 out, 2 run single to right field, that making it 3-0. Wisconsin Rapids would add 2 more in the top of the fourth, thanks to one big swing of the bat from Chris Arroyo in his 5th game as a Rafter, hitting his first home run, clearing the shipping crates in right field, a high towering shot. That made it 5-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Green Bay would add 3 more in the home half of the 5th and another in the home half of inning 6 to make it just a 1-run contest. Wisconsin Rapids, though, put it away in the top of the 7th, adding 5 runs on a couple more big swings. The bat, Chris Arroyo, collecting an RBI double. You also saw RBI singles off the bats of Trotter Boston and Tracer Lopez. It is Hawaiian night here on this Wednesday evening in Wisconsin Rapids, and it's the first of 5 home games in 4 days for the Rafters. We're here tonight against Green Bay. Doubleheader tomorrow, 12:05 first pitch for game 1, and a 6:35 first pitch
for game two against Wausau. And then it's a two-game home set, a couple of 6:35 games Friday and Saturday night against the Lakeshore Chinooks. All the fun going to be right here at Winterfield in just a couple of minutes. The finale of this home-and-home with Green Bay and the beginning of a five-game home stretch in Wisconsin Rapids just a couple minutes away on your home for After Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits.
Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Rats and Rockers right here on WFHR, Wednesday night baseball in Wisconsin Rapids at historic Winter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of Raptor baseball right here on WFHR, back here with all of you for another thrilling contest. Wrapping out a home-and-home series in which Wisconsin Rapids took their first game of the season yesterday in Ashwaubenon, 10-4 the final. It was the fourth meeting between the two clubs at Capital Credit Union Park. Raptors leaving no doubt. Let's look at how the Raptors line up defensively tonight here against these Rockers for the final time in the month of July. Chris Arroyo out in left field, Aiden Teal in center, Jorge Degatti in right. On the infield, it's Mason Onati at third, Tracer Lopez at short, Owen McElpatrick at second base, and at first is Max McGuire. Jack Matthew off to the side tonight. He's the team's designated hitter. Cashel Duggar behind the plate throwing down the signals for today's starter for your Raptors, Tristan Krusenberry. It'll be Lane Allen, the DH, leading things off for Green Bay tonight. And the first pitch from Krusenberry to him misses low for ball one. We are underway here at Winter Field. It'll be Allen leading things off. Dalen Adderley in the two spot will play second base. Olivier Levoux back to the three hole and back to his usual defensive position at the hot corner. 1-0 to Allen, misses high for ball two. 4-5-6, Jake Bold doing the catching. Sam Miller at short and Nick Harms in right. 7-8-9 is Mateo Matthews, the first baseman. Peyton Mansfield, the left fielder, in a Northwoods League debut for center fielder Makani Tanaka out of the ninth spot. 2-0 pitch, high fly ball, deep in the air, center field. Aiden Teal back at the track, at the wall, and it's gone. Lane Allen, a leadoff home run to start this contest here tonight. Green Bay strikes first. The fourth homer of the season for Lane Allen in his 14th run driven in, his 30th game with the club. Starts it off with a big blast. It'll be Dalen Adderley. Adderley also out of the two spot last night for Green Bay as the team's left fielder. First pitch from Krusenberry to Adderley, a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Adderley picked up one hit yesterday. That was a single in the fifth, and he later scored. Also a sac fly in the bottom half of inning six. Another breaking ball, 0-1, fanning right through that is Adderley. Count now 0-2. For Krusenberry, it's his ninth outing of the season, bringing a 1-1 record to the table in his 25 and a third innings pitched so far this summer. The 0-2, breaking ball, cue shot off the end of the bat over on the ground at first. McGuire gloves, it'll be a foot race to the bag. Krusenberry covers and receives the flip, beating Adderley by a step. That's the first out of the ballgame here tonight. A 3-1 put out brings up the three-hole hitter, Mullivai Levoux. Krusenberry's season ERA entering tonight at 5.33, a whip of a 1.5. Last through four innings on the 4th of July in that 12-4 win over Madison. Allowed three hits and two earned runs against the Mallards. First pitch to Levoux. This one sprayed in the air. Foul. That'll find the concourse down the left field line. Krusenberry walked one and struck out two, facing 16 hitters against the Mallards. That being 6 days ago on Independence Day. The 0-1 home to Levoux. This one misses high. Count evens a ball and a strike. Levoux did not play in either game here at Winter Field in the Friday-Saturday series last week. Did get into the game last night, started it out of the eighth spot in the order and was the first baseman. Krusenberry's 1-1. So this is low and inside. Count now two balls and a strike. Levoux 1-for-4 in the ball game yesterday. Picked up a single in the bottom of the fourth. The 2-1 delivery from the right-hander Krusenberry. This one ripped in the air right field. That sends Degatti back. And this one's going to sneak over the wall. A line drive laser shot off the bat of Mullivai Levoux. He tagged it well. Jorge Degatti was looking to play it like it hit the wall. Instead, it's two solo home runs in the first three batters of the ballgame here tonight for Green Bay. Make it 2-0 Rockers. for the Huntington Beach, California native from UCLA. That's his third round tripper of the season. .344 feet, 107 off the bat, a laser from Mullivy LeVue. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Jake Bold from Krusenberry, a breaking ball on the outer third. That's called a strike. Look at that first home run off the bat of Lane Allen. It was 374 feet dead center. It's the 0-1 pitch. Catches the inside corner. Working up in the zone is Krusenberry, and it's called a strike. Count 0-2. Miller on deck, arms to follow. The 0-2. This one hit on a line down the right field side. It'll end up in the Rocker bullpen. We'll do it again on Jake Bold. We'll go through the rafters 1 through 9. I already mentioned the defensive alignment when we get to the home half of the first. They get to face Dylan Orr, the Grand Canyon product on the hill tonight. 0-2, Bold chasing on that one down in the dirt, swinging a miss. Two down here in the first. First punch out for Krusenberry. Nobody aboard here for Green Bay. They've already put up two, though, on a couple of solo shots. Sam Miller this evening, or I should say last night, hit out of the three spot and played third for Chris Kreplin. Gets moved down two spots in the order and reverts to shortstop this evening. First pitch from Krusenberry to the right-handed hitting Miller misses inside. Miller reached in his first two plate appearances last night, went 1-for-3 in the game. An infield single in the first that kept the inning alive with two outs on Houston High. Krusenberry's 1-0 on the inside corner, called a strike, makes it 1-1. Miller also drew a four-pitch walk in the third and had a sack bunt in the fifth. 1-1 pitch, this one. Fouled straight back by Miller, count now a ball and two strikes. Rockers, their road blue uniforms and gray bottoms. Wisconsin Rapids going with the black bottoms and the home white uniforms and their alternate black caps. The 1-2, Miller rolls this one over on a breaking ball to third base. Ohnadi gloves, gathers, and throws to first in time. To the bottom of the first we go. Rockers collect a couple of solo home runs off the bat of Lane Allen and Mullivy LeVue here on the top of the first inning. Don't go anywhere. It's Rafter Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best
excuse. You're listening
excuse.
To Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Protect your livelihood with a livestock risk protection policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. With an LRP policy, you're covered if the market price unexpectedly drops for fed cattle, feeder cattle, or swine. Coverage options range from 70 to 100%. Get an LRP policy from a team that knows agriculture. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Payson Onati will lead things off for the Raptors offensively tonight. 2-0 Green Bay, bottom one, historic Winter Field. Andy Ockham, Raptors baseball right here on WFHR. This is game 41 of our 70-game slate here this summer. The right-hander, Dylan Orr from Grand Canyon, getting the call tonight for Chris Kreplin and the Rockers. First pitch to Onati, swinging away, and he shoots this one into right center field for a leadoff single. Onati not wasting any time, an aggressive approach right on the first pitch. Raptors have a runner aboard. Rest of the Raptor order stepping into the box right now is the left fielder Chris Arroyo. Jack Matthew, Max McGuire, the usual 3-4 suspects. Matthew the DH, McGuire the first baseman. Aiden Teal and Jorge Degatti in the 5-6 spots. 7-8-9, a new spot for Owen McElfatrick, the second baseman hitting 7th. Duggar, casual that is, the catcher hitting 8th. And Tracer Lopez, per usual, rounding out the bunch, hitting 9th. Big game for Chris Arroyo last night in Ashwaubenon. His first home run with the club, a 2-run shot in the 4th inning. Also collected an RBI double and scored in that 5-run top of the 7th against the Green Bay bullpen. First pitch to Chris. This is up and away for ball one. Yard card picks are submitted and are in for tonight. I got Jack Matthew, and I'm still shut out on this season. Big chance for me here tonight. Mason Onati, the pick for Abby Look, our video board operator and graphic designer, as always. Griffin Furkus, director of marketing here, going with Jorge Degatti. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed, a breaking ball to Chris Arroyo. Count evens 1-1. Dawson Wolf, his selection being Aiden Teal, our director running it on the television side of things, and the guy that he gets to boss around all the time, Cullen Kapoor, the TV voice of the Raptors, picking Cashel Duggar tonight. The 1-1, breaking ball, hit hard on the ground, foul down the first baseline. Count is now 1-2. Last, certainly not least, Joe Diedrich, the PA voice here for the Wisconsin Rapids. Raptors, he got the first pick tonight, and Max McGuire is a pretty good selection to have with that first pick. Count a ball and two strikes. Onati on first after a leadoff single. Raptors trailing by 2. Orr set third base side of the rubber. The 1-2 delivery home. This one misses downstairs. Count evens 2-2 on Chris. For Orr, it's his second appearance of the season. The 6'3 sophomore right-hander making his first start with Green Bay. He tossed in the first second half game for Green Bay against Wausau, that 8-1 loss at home. He threw an inning in 2/3. The 2-2 to Arroyo misses well outside in the right-handed batter's box. Count now 3-2. Orr allowed a hit, did not allow a run. Walked 2 and struck out 1, facing 8 woodchuck batters in that ball game. Matthew on deck, McGuire to follow. Here comes the 3-2 pitch home. Mateo Matthews holding on Mason Onati at first base. He takes off for second. This one is fouled back. Defensively for Green Bay tonight, it's Peyton Mansfield in left, and as mentioned, Makani Tanaka, making his Northwoods League and Green Bay debut, is in center field. Nick Harms in right. It's LeVue at third, Miller at short, Adderley at second, Matthews at first, Jake Bull doing the catching. The DH off to the side tonight is Lane Allen, who homered to start the ball game in the top of the first for the aforementioned right-hander Dylan Orr. 3-2. We'll see if Onati goes again from first. Mason stays put. This pitch misses high for ball 4. Chris Arroyo draws a 7-pitch walk. Raptors have the first two on here in the home half of the first. Jack Matthew has been the designated hitter now in the last 3 Raptor games, all out of the 3 spot. Matthew yesterday reached 3 times. 6-4 fielder's choice that he hit into in the first. He scored the Raptors' first run of the ball game. Also hit by a pitch in the top of inning 6 and drew another 6-pitch walk in the 7th. Matthew had a very key high IQ base running decision that he made in the 7th inning that let that 5th and final run to score for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch from Orr to Matthew misses down and at his back foot for ball 1. They were on the corners, him and Chris Arroyo, 2 down, McGuire in the box with a 2-strike count against Trayshawn Pascal, the right-handed reliever for Green Bay. Matthew intentionally got picked off first base and gotten a run down long enough to allow Arroyo to come in to score. It gave McGuire a fresh count in the top of the 8th inning, and it guaranteed the Raptors to score another run in that inning. 1-0 to Matthew, swung on and missed. Count now 1-1. Matthew doing it in all areas for the Raptors this season. As mentioned, the opening day catcher at Hare Bakerfield. Been doing a lot of designated hitting as of late. But his bat is too scorching hot to begin this second half that you can't not have him in the order. Orsett dealing with some traffic early. The 1-1. Nappy taps this one foul straight back. Count now 1-2. Lane Allen, a solo blast to get us started in the top of the first. Mullivy-LeVou out of the three spot, followed suit a couple batters later with a line drive solo jack of his own over the right field wall. Nobody holding on either runner. And the 1-2 delivery will have to wait. Home plate umpire this evening, Jeremy Brooks, the crew chief, allowing Jake Bold to clear some dirt behind home plate. It's the same crew we had last night. Jeremy Brooks calling the balls and strikes. Henry Schmulwitz down the first baseline. Ryan Starks down the third baseline. Last night it was Starks behind the plate, Brooks at first, and Schmulwitz at third. The next 1-2 pitch here in this battle between Matthew and Orr, 8 on the pitch clock. The right-hander comes set, comes to a decision, looks back at second once, and rocks and fires. This one missing low and outside. Count evens 2-2 here on Matthew. Available bench bats tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. Gabe Casso, the catcher. Listed infielders include Trotter Boston, Landon Gaz, Kyler McIntosh. And listed outfielders include Walker Buchanan and Grayson Schaefer. The 2-2. Breaking ball, missing down in the dirt. Matthews worked it full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out, runners on first and second. The payoff pitch incoming from Dylan Orr. Both runners take off. This one swung on and missed. No throwdown made. Runners will be on second and third with one out. Max McGuire gets a shot here with runners on second and third and one down. McGuire also out of the cleanup spot last night. Had an infield single in the first and later scored. 1-for-5 in the ballgame was Max. Aiden Teal on deck, Jorge Degatti to follow. Or returning to the windup, the first pitch to McGuire. This one, a fastball catching the top of the zone for a called strike. You look at Roscoe walking around the home plate club right now. He's got his lay on. As mentioned in the pregame show, Hawaiian night here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1 pitch. This one missing down. Backhanded by the catcher, Bold. Had no idea where it was for a minute. It was right in front of him. Count evens a ball and a strike here on Max. The Irvine, California native entering today with a 321 batting average on the season. 5 long balls, 32 RBIs. Has seen a lot of that success here at Winterfield. Heck, he's collected 12 of those 32 on 3 grand slams that he's clubbed out here in Wisconsin Rapids alone. The 1-1 delivery from Orr. McGuire having 2 ducks on the pond. This breaking ball misses up and in for ball 2. Tristan Krusenberry looking for some help from his offense here tonight. 2 solo jacks given up in the first for Tristan. Other than that, looked like his usual self. He 2-1. This one misses down in the dirt, blocked by Bold. It's now 3 balls and a strike. Krusenberry threw 18 pitches in that first inning. That was the 18th toss just thrown by Orr there in the home half. First base is open to put McGuire if they please. Teal awaiting in the on-deck circle. The 3-1 pitch. This one lofted in the air, right center field, shallow. It's going to dunk down. Onadian to score. Arroyo right behind him. The throw to the plate is cut off. We are tied at 2. It is a 2-run single for Max McGuire. continuing to execute is McGuire, and we're knotted up. Aiden Teal now with a knotted up ball game. Each team with two hits and two runs. Teal in last night's ball game scored two of the 10 Raptor runs. First pitch, swing and a miss. Count begins 0-1. Teal had that infield single, which he drove in a run in the first, and he advanced to second on a throwing error from the pitcher, Michael Howell. Also last night, reached on another error in the third and drew a five-pitch walk and scored in the seventh. The 0-1 foul tip into the glove of Bold. Count now 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out on the Raptors center fielder. Max McGuire, a huge two-run single to shallow right center, plating Onati and Arroyo. The 0-2 pitch will have to wait. It's a pickoff move to check in on Max at first base. Available subs for Green Bay tonight, Mason Eckelman and Logan Gregorio, the two catchers. On the infield, Taylor Schultz, the lone listed infielder, not in the lineup. And out of the outfielders listed, no Lucas Torres or Seth Farney. The 0-2 got him swinging. Teal down on strikes. That is the second out of the inning, and two punch-outs picked up for Orr. Jorge Degatti remaining in the middle of the Raptor order. Last night out of the sixth spot and playing right field, doing the same thing here tonight. He had a big two-out, two-run single with two down in that first frame at Capital Credit Union Park to make it 3-0. Also, made one heck of a grab against the right field wall. That was on the sacrifice fly. First pitch, and there for a called strike. Dalen Adderley, the home half of the sixth. Could have been extra bases, instead was just bringing in one on that sack fly. A one on Degatti, Mateo Matthews holding on his first base counterpart, Max McGuire. The pickoff move here to check in on Max, he gets in safely. As we look in at how close Orr is to that 35 pitch limit per inning, and he's at 23, and he's ahead here 0-1 on Degatti. Out of the stretch, right side of the rubber, third base side that is for Orr. Degatti fouls away this 0-1 at the screen. The Applebee's Kid Zone full of youngsters here tonight. Jumping around in that wonderful bounce house with Roscoe on the side. As well, a pretty nice-looking rat trap in Craft River this evening. Another beautiful night for baseball here in Wisconsin Rapids. No balls, two strikes, two outs, runner on first. The payoff pitch here to Jorge Degatti. This one shot in the air, right center field. Harms and Tanaka giving chase. That one's going to one-hop the fence. McGuire getting the stop sign at third is now being waved around. The cutoff throw to Adderley in shallow center field will not be made home. Jorge Degatti, another two-out RBI knock here in the first inning against Green Bay. Raptors got the lead at 3-2. It is a three-run first inning for Wisconsin Rapids. And brings up Owen McElpatrick to the box, hitting out of the bottom third of the Raptor order, something he's doing here for the first time this season. McElpatrick, normally the team's leadoff hitter, he's hit out of the two spot a couple times as well. First pitch in the righty-on-righty battle, breaking ball, worked right over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Owen got the night off last night in Green Bay. Just being able to relax, enjoy the time with the fellas on the bench, and take a day to relax his body. This is his 21st game played in as a Raptor. Last went 1-for-4 with a double and two walks drawn in the 4-2 loss here against Wausau Monday night. The 0-1. This one a fastball on the inside corner in there for a called strike. Count now nothing and two. McGuire in the hole here. I should say McElpatrick in the hole here at 0-2. That's Jorge Degatti on second base. looks back at second, the 0-2. This one fouled in and out of the glove of Bold. Count remains no balls and two strikes on the Tampa, Florida native. Castro Duggar on deck, then it's Tracer Lopez. Rafters have sent seven to the plate so far in the home half of the first inning. Perfect way to respond to a two-spot put up in the top half. Tristan Krusenberry will get back on the mound with a lead. Or comes set. The 0-2 pitch. After a long pause, swing and a miss. McElfatrick down on strikes. Three punch-outs for Orr here in the first, but the Rafters have gotten the lead right back. 3-2 the score through an inning of play right here at Winter Field on your home for After Baseball, 97.5 FM.